Chapter 2. In the spring of the year, Uncle Ben and Henry had loaded up their boat with ice at Forestport and picked Aunt Em up at Boonville, where they spent the winter in her mother's house, and they all started off down the canal for New York. They made a regulation haul to Albany and left their mules in the round barn and got into a tow on the Swiftsure and had to ride down the Hudson River. All the way, Uncle Ben kept considering what he'd get to haul back. Fertilizer would have made him a good haul, and he thought the trip to New Jersey after it might be pleasant. But Aunt Em wouldn't consider it. She said it would make the boat smell too strong. She took a lot of pride in that boat, even if it was Uncle Ben's. She'd had it painted up a good bright yellow with a white trim, and she had the cabin fixed up dainty with curtains at the windows and the best geraniums on the Erie Canal. She was a good hand to cook and keep house, and the best meals I ate right there. She could make a pie to bring the water to a man's eyes, and the boat did look nice. It was all painted blue inside, with the cupboards white and the stove black, and the pans always hanging in the same place. She had a little brass clock, too, that struck the hours with a bell. It didn't keep very good time, always being slow. But the way she polished it, you would have thought it had come from the factory in the morning mail. The boat's name was Louisa, and you could see it laying in that setback below Hawkinsville today, what's left of it. So Aunt Em had said there'd be no fertilizer, and Uncle Ben had to agree. Him and Henry had had it all figured out, but most of the time Henry was riding on one of the other boats traveling down the canal and river, where it was more peaceful. So Uncle Ben got to New York without knowing what he was going to haul back. Well, they tied up in the East River dock the same as usual, waiting for a calmer day to get the boat across the harbor. And they hadn't more than got to the Swiftsure office to pay off before the clerk handed Uncle Ben a letter for Aunt Em. Uncle Ben was an ignorant old bezabor when it come to civilized ideas. Pa used to say he'd been born with just as much sense as anybody else, but that he'd lost progress since then. When the clerk explained who the letter was